This show is supported by State Farm. You have insurance for your home, your health, and your car. Why don't you have insurance for your small business? So many small business owners think they don't need or don't even know about small business insurance. Protecting a source of revenue is one thing, but so is protecting all of your hard work and your team members. State Farm agents are all small business owners too, so they know how to help small business owners choose personalized policies that fit their budgets. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there. Talk to your local agent today.
I love microdosing.
I love microdosing.
Yesterday, I needed to go practice my drums, and I popped a little microdose gummy, and I'll tell you what happened. I drummed for about a good 2 hours.
That's fabulous.
Yeah.
I was looking at our new roof, hoping that it wasn't going to leak, and I got some anxiety about it, so I thought, you know what? I'm going to take a gummy just to calm down so I can go to sleep and not worry about this. And I did, and I had a great night's sleep, and I woke up, and there was no leak.
I've noticed a change in you for a positive change.
I like to hear that.
Yeah. I feel like your mood is like very centered.
I'm sleeping much better.
Microdose gummies deliver perfect entry-level doses of THC that help you feel just that right amount of good.
And you can get 30% off your first order, plus free shipping today at microdose.com, promo code PANTS. It's available nationwide. That's microdose.com, promo code PANTS for 30% off and free shipping.
Microdose.com, promo code PANTS.
Pants.
Hi, happy April.
I know. Can you believe it?
Well, not only happy April, happy Easter, happy Passover.
Happy all of it. I just can't believe we're in April.
Happy all of it. I know.
Remember?
It's a good
remember
thing.
Christmas?
I know.
About like 10 years ago. We get to April.
That's how life works, Kate.
I know.
Just keeps going.
I know.
Hopefully, if we're lucky.
I know. Well,
I used to love Easter.
Did you?
Yeah, because my mom made the most fantastic Easter baskets every year. She would like buy these beautiful baskets and then sew the inside. They were really beautiful and like these giant bows and these big Easter bunnies.
That sounds like it was a Haley tradition.
Yeah.
I didn't
need to do like the Easter egg hunt or any of that, but I just liked the basket.
I didn't have an Easter egg hunt because we didn't have a backyard, but I never liked Easter because I always
it gets me every time.
I know. It shocks you that I didn't have one. But I didn't like Easter, or I didn't look forward to Easter because that meant I always had to go to church on Sunday. That Sunday. And
right.
It was a whole thing, you know, and then there would be like a procession. I was just like, get me out of here. I just want to go to my friend's house.
So you're really religious.
Very much so. If you didn't jam it down my throat, then maybe I could appreciate it more. But I associate Easter with like long Sunday masses and
torture. That,
yeah. Torture. And it was packed. And I mean, yeah. And I just was like, I just want to go out and play.
I know that was the thing. It was like how to get through church in order to play. We really just showed up. I mean, just to like make an appearance.
All my friends in my all my friends in the neighborhood, they were all Jewish. So they're like Easter and they're like, just come over and play. And I was like, I can't. I have to fucking go to church. So I just wanted to get out of there and like hang out with my friends.
And you didn't even have a sibling to like.
I had no one to share the torture with. My dad would like look at me from like his Sunday chair reading the paper being like, sorry, sucker. Like that's your mom's thing. It's not mine.
Sorry, like, you're too young to say no.
Yeah. And he's like, I'd love to help you, but it's not worth the battle.
Speaking of church, we're about to enter the Church of Rose Rollins.
Oh, yeah, we are.
Because that's the church I want to go to.
Praise be Rose Rollins.
Listen, we have tried to get her on this damn podcast for quite some time. She might have a different story because I was a little flaky there for a while, but I'm so excited to talk to her.
Me too.
And hear her laugh.
Also to our defense of being flaky, we've been faking it till we make it. We've been figuring this out as we go along. So who cares? Here we are. And Rose will be on in like 5 minutes. So I have this thing with Mo now where we got a karaoke mic. Because if you put it to like an animal's, when they make a bark, it makes a really funny sound because it echoes. But Mo gets scared of it. And if I had it down here.
Huh? Wait. I have not heard about this.
Because it's new.
I know,
it's like
but I don't understand. Who bought it?
We saw like some video on like something. And she says, we have to get this for Mo because her bark is deadly. And we put the mic up to the dog or the animal purring or barking and it echoes. You know, it's like, oh, right. And so, but I put it up to Mo one day and she got scared of it. And then I started talking to her on it and she instantly calmed down. I did it maybe 10 minutes ago and she was getting crazy. I would experience this with you now.
You talked to her through the mic?
Yeah, but because my voice echoes through the mic, there's a lot of reverb. She's all, what the hell's that?
And you, how did you not bring this down into your podcast?
I'm sorry.
Studio to you
wanna
give us all an example.
You
want to
give me a second? All right, hold
yes.
on.
Yes. I'll wait all day for that.
All right, you ready? All right, Mo.
I'm so
ready. All right,
ready.
So right now you can't see this, but Mo is looking at me with crazy eyes. She has that border collie stare at me, which is super intense. All right.
Mo. Get out, Mo. Be a good girl. Get out. Mo.
Can you hear it?
Yeah, but what is she doing? This is great. I can see her, everybody. I'm sorry. Yeah, it's fantastic. What do you think she thinks is going on?
She's like, what the fuck are you doing?
Like, you're like God?
No, she's not having it. But she instantly calms down and maybe she'll be quiet.
You want to get out? Come on. Good girl, Mo.
Yep. And right out the door she went without any problem.
I might need to call you sometimes.
It looks like that.
When I'm having anxiety and have you do this to me.
Turn it off and that's it.
Are you going to sing?
No, I'm not going to sing.
I got so excited.
No. Gosh, settle down. $20 on Amazon. I'll send you the link.
Okay. I don't know if it's safe if I have a microphone around the house.
No, with banjo, you know, she does the growl, like the excited growl.
No, I wouldn't feel happy for my girlfriend.
What are you talking about?
It's the last thing I need.
What is to hear?
To own a microphone.
Okay. All right. Okay.
It's a little too tempting
okay.
for me.
I'm sorry. Anyway, back to Rose Rollins. I haven't seen Rose in a really long time and the pandemic also delayed everything. I wish we could do this in person, but I'll take Zoom. I just want to see that sweet face of hers.
I think the last time we both saw Rose was together and we were at your house and we were cooking something and I don't know what we were doing or why.
We had met her son. Her son had just started to walk.
Right. But why were we cooking? Why are we in the kitchen? I have pictures of it.
I don't know. I think we were trying to be funny. I don't know. I think you thought of some like weird skit. Like we just wanted to take a picture and you insisted on having props and an activity behind it. And it turned into like a 3-act play in my kitchen.
Oh, that makes sense.
Yeah. And we were, and Rose
like
and I like, can we just take the photo? And then.
Got
and
it.
That's kind of.
That makes sense.
Right? I think it kind of falls in line.
It does.
But that was the last time I saw her. Yeah. That was 2018.
Right. Years ago. It was, yeah. It's a long time ago. I'm sorry I look like such shit right now. I've been doing a
Alicia,
lot today.
Look at me.
But I see you. I can't say that this is your best. So I feel better.
It's not my best.
But.
What?
Yeah. You know, I think we just kind of fall apart on the weekends. To be honest, that's what it is. I just have to let go, you know, because I don't really wear makeup in life. Mm-mm. So like working and putting on makeup and getting my hair curled. Mm-hmm. And it's like so opposite of who I am that on the weekends, it's almost like I go the completely other direction.
Oh, yeah. I never wear makeup unless I have to either be somewhere or it's for work. I agree.
And then we just like, we make it so much worse for anyone else.
And also I know things, and I know things are opening up here, but I was just like, well, what, like what? And what's there to do? There's still that weird thing of.
Yeah, it doesn't feel, nothing feels normal.
No, it doesn't. I mean, I know you can go shopping. You could go to a store if you choose and like go clothes shopping or, you know.
That sounds terrible.
Yeah, it sounds terrible. And like, or.
And scary.
I don't really want to do that on my day off anyway. I don't know. I just, I'm like you though, Leash. I kind of like let it all hang out on the weekend. I just don't care.
Do you think that we've developed into these new people that don't want to socialize or go out? Or do you think that's just like,
it's called age?
No, I don't think that. I feel uninspired to go out. like, oh, it's going to take a lot. Like, you have to, it's like suit up and what are their hours and are they open? Like, nothing feels organic.
Oh, you mean, oh, not socializing, go out. You mean just go out and...
Yeah, just run. Because you and I used to run a lot of errands mm-hmm. and we would do it together. Mm-hmm. And it's like your whole day could be taken up with bullshit errands, right? Well, and I don't do those anymore.
Well, going to the drugstore at a certain time of day is like a three-act play here. So, yeah,
right.
I hear what you're saying. Yeah, you can't do it anymore. You just, you're right. You're right.
Well, you can, but we don't want to.
Well, that's what I mean.
That's what I'm
yes.
asking. Do you think we've changed or just...
I think we just got...
You think we'll go back to it
one
day?
I think we fell into the pandemic habit of just simplifying everything and our lives got a lot smaller.
I kind of dig it.
It is what it is. It's like unconscious trauma where, you know, they say it's okay, but do we feel like it's okay? Yeah, you know what? I'll just hang back.
Right.
You know what I mean?
I do know what you mean.
This show is supported by State Farm. Insurance is a part of any solid financial plan. Making sure you have the important things in life covered is one of the best ways to give yourself a little breathing room when things go awry. It's important to protect not only your business, but yourself as a business owner and all current and future team members. State Farm agents know what it takes to run and protect a small business because State Farm agents are all small business owners and they live and work in your community. So they're deeply attuned to what's happening with other small businesses in your market. If you have a small business and are interested in making sure you're protected, reach out to your local State Farm agent to learn more about what you need. They'll help you find the right policy at the right price for your business. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there. Talk to your local agent today.
You know, some people enjoy composing their own music, chord by chord, and others are happiest when they come across that one perfect song. Work is not a lot different than that. Whether you prefer building your own workflow or using a pre-made template, with Monday.com, you and the team can work in a way that's comfortable for everyone. Tap the banner to go to Monday.com and build your own amazing workflow or find an awesome template. No judgment.
Ladies, we can all bond over this one. Imagine a bra that you actually want to wear. They're hard to find. We all know it. We've been through how many bra
many.
Brands? Ugh. And you're like, I like this about it, but not this. Or they're just uncomfortable. Well, today's sponsor, Honeylove, has revolutionized the bra game. It's real. Say goodbye to underwire and bulky fabrics that trap heat. Honeylove's bras feature supportive bonding that eliminates the need for underwire without sacrificing lift. It's cool. It's like these little, I can't even describe it, like these little bone things. And it's like, I don't know how they do it, but it's brilliant. Plus, they've made fabric that's so soft, it feels like second skin. So you immediately feel and see the difference. So it's next level comfortable.
Use our exclusive link to get 20% off. honeylove.com/pants. Now, after you purchase, they ask you where you heard about them. Please, please support our show and tell them Pants sent you. honeylove.com/pants. Treat yourself to Honeylove because you deserve it.
It is our pleasure to announce the wonderful, the beautiful, the talented Miss Rose Rollins.
Yeah, where is she? Where is she? Rose,
what's up, y'all?
Oh, Rose, I miss you.
What's up, y'all? Did you get Southern?
My microphone. I need to look cool. I don't have one. Okay, I'll be okay.
Yeah,
with
you're
that
fine.
One.
I can hear you. Yes. Great. You're perfect.
No, okay. We're the professional podcasters. Don't worry. About
don't
it.
You like this? Don't you like this spaceship that's like coming out from my ceiling? It's like it's all.
It's nice. You guys look pretty
Isn't
legit.
It legit if I sit like that?
You look great. We were just talking about this, apologizing to each other, but we must do it to you.
What?
We have to do it to you. We look like shit. Sorry. You're probably like, thanks for getting ready.
Yeah, Rose, thanks for looking like a million bucks, and now I feel like a potato chip.
No, oh my God, no way. Well, I didn't know what to expect. I didn't really get, I took a shower. And like did my hair.
I don't
hair,
even know
but...
if I went that
See,
far.
That's better than both of us.
Oh my gosh. Wow. I was listening to some episodes this morning and I got like, how have I not been listening to this? It's so
oh, you
funny.
Like, it?
Like it's so funny. Like I'm like laughing out loud. Like I got my headphones on in the kitchen and like ass keeps coming. He's like, "What's so funny? What's so funny?" And I'm like, "You wouldn't know." Like, right? No, it's great. I'm gonna listen to all of it. All of it. Yeah.
Where are you, Atlanta?
So good. Yeah.
How's it going out in Atlanta?
You know, we've been open the whole time through the pandemic. It's been ridiculous. But
that's so insane to imagine.
Oh, it's maddening because it's like you can't even take, you know, your kid on a stroll in like, you know, on a trail without like hundreds of people without masks on, you know, like they just infiltrate everything. Like people just don't wear masks here and it's infuriating. So we just like kind of stay in our bubble.
Like get all, Brian Kemp, seriously.
Oh, yeah, he's such an idiot. And then, now this new Georgia law to try to get, you know, that just passed, like it's bull, but we're going to get him out. Because I actually registered to vote for the first time here because all my stuff is still in LA. But this time I registered to vote like for the election. So I was like, I got to help flip this state.
You got to get him out of there.
Right on. You weren't registered to vote in Atlanta for the recent presidential election, right?
No, that's when I registered because I was like, it's time to like, I can't like forget it. I don't care. Like, I've got to just officially, because I was in denial, like of being, you know, a Georgian.
So I know. Meanwhile, you're in the most important state.
Seriously.
Right? So it's kind of cool. You got to make a big difference.
Yeah, I know. I did what it takes and I felt so good. Like, it felt so like when I went to vote, it was just like,
God bless.
And next, ass out
please
too,
so. Do that guy's just a moron. Jesus Christ.
Yeah,
he's gotta go.
Yeah.
Hey Rose, are you, so you just started a new job that you told me that you're madly in love with?
Oh yeah, no, it's great. It's like all about like college sports and like scandal and like you know like there's this whole thing about how these universities cover up all these like sexual assault cases, right?
Yes.
Every year. And it touches on that. So I'm like the head coach of a women's college basketball team.
Wait, what's the name of the show? What's the name of it?
Oh, it's called Long, Slow, Exhale.
Long, Slow,
Long,
Exhale. I'm not going to miss this. I got to see you. I have to see you. You're so good. I love your work. I had a fucking major memory when we had those fucking group scenes and you'd look over at Rose and she's dead silent.
No,
and you just
deadly.
See her shoulders going up deadly. And down. And then suddenly she looks over at you and there are tears pouring
no
out of your face.
That. There's no recovery.
There's no recovery. Oh, yeah. It's like, we're over.
Just hide.
Just wrap
just
the day.
Hiding.
Wrap up the day.
Oh my God.
It's like.
The laughing fits. The laughing
Where did they
fits
even come from? Honestly. What the fuck were we laughing about?
I don't know. What
nothing.
Are we
just
it would be like the squeak.
Like just how ridiculous
it would be like the squeak
is.
Of someone's shoe. Like we would all hear the same squeak repeatedly and lose our shit.
It's true. It'd be the dumbest things, but yet it would take us all down.
It would ruin us. Or like someone's elbow. Yeah. We'd like put their elbow on the thing and like it was dumb shit.
It was something so stupid. It didn't matter.
It didn't matter.
Oh my gosh.
And then someone like Rose Troche would be like, all right, get it fucking together. We have like 17 more hours of this shit. Let's get going.
Oh my God. How is Rose? Do you guys still keep in touch?
She's directing
her?
Our episode right now.
Oh my God. Tell her I said that.
We will.
Yeah. Oh my God.
She's amazing.
Yeah.
She went blonde. She has blonde hair.
Oh really? I need to see a picture.
Yeah. How many episodes are you shooting?
12.
Nice.
Yeah. How many are you
10.
Guys shooting?
10.
And we finish at the end
10.
Of May.
May.
Oh, that's early. So you have your summer off.
Yeah. Well, we started in end of November, early December.
Oh, you guys started early then. Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. So is that still, that's still like 5-6 months, right?
Oh yeah. We had like shields and masks and then the whole time. And then
is the whole, the shields, masks.
It was so weird. And then they'd be like, okay, take them off. And then all of a sudden you would act like COVID didn't exist. And then like the second. It was crazy.
Cut. Okay, mask back on. And everyone like is grabbing their mask out of their pocket or like the COVID person who's like handing them all out again. It's wild. It's exhausting to like always keep that up. And
it's exhausting because you do forget and then you're like, oh, you know, because I find that we have the masks and everything at work and the shields and all that. But then for some reason, I don't know. excuse me. Have you, when you have, did you guys get tested?
Excuse me.
Stop it. Oh my God.
Sorry.
Real. That was real.
Okay, what? What are you going to ask us?
No. Okay.
Oh, for fuck's sake. Okay. What?
Okay. No. So, like, when you now I forgot my train of thought. Okay, wait. So, you know, you're all protected. And then all of a sudden, I know we all get tested every day, right?
Now
we're back to three.
We were doing it every day during the surge. And then when the surge slowed down, because California got a bit better, then we went back to three times a week. But I think it's better if you do it. If no one's vaxxed yet, like do it 5 days a week. Shit. Like, why not?
Yeah, exactly. But it is what you were saying. Like, as soon as everything comes off, you forget about COVID. And you're like all in your, like whispering in someone's ear. Like,
totally.
Like, what is
that? You're like 2 inches
it's
from
really
someone.
Having sex scenes. Like, and then they're like, okay, put your mask back
on. Yeah, like suddenly you're flirting with someone. Like,
it's a little late for
you're
that.
Like swapping a bit. Yeah. They
want the fuck.
Yeah.
Totally.
Oh my God. And how did you, because I actually have a sex scene coming up. Like, oh, like how was it? I'm sure you guys have had them since COVID. Like, how did that feel?
Oh, they do like rapid tests and tests and tests. You're just like, everyone has to be super like, safe.
Yeah, you get like you do a rapid test and you have to hide in your trailer for an hour to make sure it comes back negative. This is after you've done like full week of testing. And then once you're both cleared.
Yeah. Not an hour, 15 minutes.
No, it's like.
Okay. And then during the actual scene, though, are you thinking about COVID at all? Are you just?
It crosses your mind, but you know, you let it go.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
Okay, I want to talk about. I want to talk about Vancouver Rose because we have had many a memory in Vancouver together, didn't we?
Yes. I
saw a photo recently. I think Jennifer took it of you and I because we used to come in my trailer to watch movies. Why was my trailer like a blockbuster?
We watched the 6 Feet Under.
That's the one I was going to tell you.
You always had Sex in the City on.
But my trailer was like the fucking blockbuster. Like, come in and there's a movie playing, like mm-hmm. some random movie.
Yeah. Yeah.
But Rose, we watched the whole series of 6 Feet Under.
Yeah. Yeah. I remember that.
During the season awesome. When we were shooting our finale and we were like, oh, that's a rad finale. Like, it must be nice.
You know what I remember, you guys?
Yeah.
The night Kate made pot brownies. That's the one I'll never forget.
Oh,
Rose.
That was a disaster.
That was hell.
I have such great pictures of that.
Do you really?
Well, are you? It happened twice.
We had a couple of, what night are you talking about?
I know which one you're talking about. I don't have pictures of that night.
No, the night where.
I'm the one that was at my house.
Where Mia lived in like Kitsilano. That was the night.
Was that the night that Rambo had diarrhea and she was trying to get all of us to clean it up? Yes, and we're like, it's not my dog.
We had the guest star that we invited over who thought we were all shit
crazy. Because we were sitting around the table high as kites and they had come in from like a civilized dinner and we're just acting like lunatics.
Lunatics, yeah.
I have pictures of the one where we filled my sink up with ice and then we had like a plastic monkey. And we all sat around, played with the monkey. I have pictures. I'll send them to you guys
was
later.
I there?
Do you not remember that?
I was there for that one.
You were there. You're in the picture.
Is that the one? Is that the one where we had the green sponge behind it, and we used to call it a green screen?
Exactly. We were making a movie,
and that's where our director was smoking a bong out of the sink. The director of the week.
I think so. Yeah.
Wait, well, you sure? Maybe I was there, like my body was there, but was my mind?
You were stoned out of your.
We were high as fucking kites.
I don't remember this one. Really?
I didn't realize I was.
Maybe we could use that as our promotional picture for this episode.
Oh my god! I need to see this picture. Oh my god! Could you?
I didn't realize I was the Walter White pot brownies up in Vancouver. I made them very strong.
You were like the mixologist. You made them so strong.
That's wild.
Oh, I do remember. Yeah, I do.
I think you would just take all the buds and grind them up.
Your house.
Uh-huh.
Because I remember was the pop brownies being made. You actually made them on the spot at her house, Kate.
Yes.
And that's I don't remember anything that happened there after.
I think she would just grind the buds in like a coffee grinder and then mix it in the brownie and like... You didn't even measure or think about it. And we were all just like,
no, it's like weed from Vancouver, which is like top notch shit. And you're like, whatever, the more the merrier. Insane. And then like, it's everywhere.
Oh my God. Yeah, that sounds
Oh, fucking
right.
hell. Yes. Yes.
So we have 8 million questions from listeners. Do you want to answer them?
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Okay. What if you're like, no?
No,
actually.
No, people were super excited when we said that you were coming on. And so the questions were like just coming in like rapid fire.
Oh, yes. Really? So who answers this phone line?
They leave messages.
Oh.
They leave messages.
I want to know what Rose is doing. Cool. Why is it Rose in Generation Q? Where is Rose? I love Rose's laugh. Is it real? I mean, like, seriously.
Oh. Well. I think they're going to hear enough of it. Oh my God. Wow. Okay.
Hi, Rose, Kate, and Lisa. It's Katie from New York City. I'm 25. Yay. Love the L word. Blah, blah, blah. Also, really love this podcast. So thank you for bringing many laughs into my week. Question for Rose. How similar do you think you were to Tasha? And maybe in a similar vein, you know, reflecting on yourself today and today's climate, if the original series was shot in modern time, would you have portrayed her any differently? Even though I can kind of consider myself a real-life Dana, tennis and all, I absolutely loved you and Alice together. So I'm holding on to some hope that you pop onto the reboot and maybe you'll have that chance to bring her to life again. Also, I'd love to know, what was one of your favorite movies on set? All right, thanks, ladies. Happy Pants Day.
Oh, well, I've got a very, very low attention span, so I can't remember all the questions, so I've got to, like, pick one. Wait, I forgot them all. Okay, wait, I know. Okay, sorry.
Wait. So she said if you were playing Tasha today, would you portray her any differently now than you did back then?
I don't think so. No. I liked Tasha. I loved her and Alice. I think
I loved us together.
Yeah, yeah.
As a spectator, you two were one of my like favorite couples.
Yeah, yeah. I don't think there was anything I would have changed. Like how similar? Not very similar. I don't think.
Tasha was not an easy laugh.
Not
an easy laugh.
I think you I think you brought more of yourself as you were on the show longer, like Tasha lightened up.
Yeah,
because remember, but that's how they wrote her at the beginning. It was like she was really serious. She was like the polar opposite of Alice, and it's like you were kind of like moody.
That's what was great
remember?
About it.
Yeah, very beginning, and then and then there were times where I feel like you guys busted me. Remember when I was like doing this like. Pop, like where I was like really happy. Remember when we had like the triangle? You're like, whoa, Tasha's like bouncing around now. Like, that might have been Rose. Sorry, like I have to get back into character. You guys remember that?
Yes.
Like, the little Jamie threesome, and like I was just getting a little happy because
You were bopping up and down with your like you were like bouncing like a bouncy castle.
Yeah, like, do you remember? Like, you guys said you're in front of me. Like, I was like,
do you remember? Hey,
and Leisha, you'd be like, Tasha? I'm like, oh, okay, sorry.
What I'm trying to remember, did Rose, did we have any scenes? Were Shane and Tasha, we I know that we all gathered after Jenny's death and on Bette and Tina's couch, but I don't remember.
No, I don't think we ever had any scenes. And any time we did, we're in the same room, it would just be like a, what's up?
That's so stupid.
Yeah, you always had to do that, like a, what's up?
That's so dumb. Yeah. That's so dumb. My God.
Remember how hard I begged for you to get the part? I like laid my body on the track.
You did. That is true.
I was like, remember, it's her. It's her. Yeah.
It's so crazy because I got the call that I didn't get it at first. And they're like, you're going to have to audition all over again and fight for it. And I'm like, and literally, can I say this? The only change that I made really was my outfit.
What?
And that's what got me the part. Really though. I mean, you were there, Leisha. Like,
I know. I was like, the second you read and we read together, I was like, Eileen, it's not even a question.
Yeah. But the problem was I wasn't sure like how like masculine they wanted the character to be. So I kind of like wore like, I had like a sexier top, but like with like basketball shorts or something. And then, which was like confusing, I guess, now when you think about it.
So
you
didn't make up basketball
shorts. So wait, you didn't show up at the audition in the vest? You didn't show up to the audition in the vests with the undershirts? No.
No, not the vest.
And the bun. The vest and the bun.
Yeah, no bun. Yeah, I had like my hair down, no bun. And then, when I had to go back again, like then I wore like a wife beater and like some boy shorts and all of that. And I was a lot more like, okay, I'm choosing to dress more masculine. And I feel like that's kind of what took it over the edge, I feel. Because you and I, we acted together the whole time. And it was just our energy was our energy.
Exactly.
Yeah.
That's funny. Rose is going through hell in LA to get the part. And meanwhile, Leisha's up in Vancouver and I'm watching her truly sacrificing herself to be like, that's the girl. You can't hire anyone else.
Yeah.
Oh gosh, you never know like what the reason behind
you
it
really
all
don't.
Is.
Hey, listen, they didn't want me for Shane.
I think people just have an idea.
Yeah. An idea.
You know,
an idea. Like, that was my first feedback was like that I was too feminine.
Hmm.
That's what it was.
All it takes is getting your hair pulled back.
I know.
Just put that bun in.
Get that bun.
I had to pop that bun in. You know what I'm saying? Throw on that white pita.
Remember I would start grabbing it? It was always like
You would squeeze the bun in a
It was just always on your head.
It was like a cotton ball in the back of my head.
Like a little clown nose.
What's the next question? What do we have we have a bunch, don't we, Katrina?
Hi, my name is Sarah and I'm from Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania. It's so funny because I had just sent in a question to you guys last week asking about Rose Rawlins, and now she's going to be on the show and I'm so excited. She's one of my favorite characters of the Outwears. And my question for her would be, would she like to make a reappearance on the L Word Generation Q, and how she would explain how her and how Tasha and Alice's relationship ended and what terms they were on. Thanks. Love you guys so much. Bye.
I would love to like make an appearance and, you know, and see Alice again. Like that would be awesome.
We love the idea of bringing so many people back.
At some point you have to like respect the audience. And I'm sure that a lot of people who are tuning in, they still want, you know, a part of, you know what I'm saying? Yeah. Like they
just. Yes. And it's not just that, but it's a history with the characters as well.
But honestly, like I would still do whatever it takes to like come and like reprise that role for a minute to like have some.
Just come fuck some shit up.
Fuck some shit up. I know.
Who are you dating, by the way? Who are you dating on the show? Let me come and stir some shit up. Seriously. No, seriously, who are you dating? Are you still?
I'm actually going to tell you when we stop recording. I'll tell you who it is.
Oh no, I mean Alice.
I know who you're talking.
spoilers. Okay, I forgot.
What's the next question?
Oh my.
Hi, Kate and Leisha. This is Mariana from Argentina. I wanted to say that I'm a big fan of the show and that. You guys are amazing. So my question for Rose Rawlins is, What is the funniest memory you have when you were on set with Kate and Lisa? I mean, something that you remember that is really funny and you would like to tell us. I hope you listen to this message, and I love the book, the podcast, and I listen to it every week. I'm sorry for my English. I love you guys. Hope you're doing okay. Bye.
Oh, so sweet. I love that she called from Argentina.
I know. I'm glad she got through.
People are figuring it out. Yeah. It's so great.
And also understood you 100% perfectly. English is spot on.
Oh, my God. Perfectly.
Yeah. Aw, there's so many.
You and I, Rose, went out dancing. There was a phase where you and I would go out dancing until like 5 in the morning, however late we were allowed to be out. And yeah, we had zero fucks.
Yeah. Yeah.
I remember this song that was out that you used to, apple bottom jeans with the fur. And we were always like,
oh my God.
No, it was that Britney Spears song. When that Britney Spears the Gimme More song came out.
Oh,
was it.
Oh my God.
Remember the,
yeah.
Remember the dance? Remember the dance that we used to make fun of?
What dance is
that? Oh my God. We used to like make fun of the dance for Gimme More. Or someone, the way they would dance for Gimme More. I don't know what it was, but yeah, like we would fuck, whenever we heard that song, we would just howl with laughter and we would like, very animatedly imitate it.
Yeah. No, I remember. I do remember like there was one time where you and I, Kate, were like holding on to like the bar of an exit door.
Yes.
Like, twerking before twerking.
Yes. Twerking. Before twerking. Like, yes. Yeah.
And we did it for like, do you remember that?
Yes. And we walked out of there and we're just like, and it's like 4 a.m. and it's summertime and we're so sweaty and like the air hits us and we're like, we'll just walk home. And it was like 2 miles away. We're like, fuck it.
Oh my gosh. Yeah.
That was fun. And then we wake up the next morning and feel fine. But that goes to youth because I couldn't do that now.
Youth for sure. Oh yeah.
We had fun doing that.
There was one other time. And this is inappropriate probably too. I mean, I'm the queen of impropriety at this point. Really. when we were all at Mia's house, and remember when she first got Rainbow, and Rainbow had diarrhea, and Rainbow got up on her chair and just took a big fat shit on the chair.
Wasn't that the same night where she was trying to get all of us to clean it up? And then she tried to blame Floyd because Floyd was there and she was like, that was Floyd. I'm like, it really wasn't Floyd. I can guarantee you it wasn't. No, Kate, it was Floyd. No. Meanwhile, Floyd's been asleep like across on the other side of the house all night.
Oh, yeah.
I remember that. Yeah.
Oh my God.
Completely.
Oh my God. Yeah. No, there were so many. I feel like all we did was laugh, really.
Pretty much.
And then there were times when we would like, because all of our trailer doors would usually, at least ours, like the three of us and Mia and whoever else, like our trailer doors, we'd always keep them open. And we'd hear you howling, laughing at something. You could hear it from like across the stages.
Or on
the studio we were shooting.
Bad.
No, it was great because you were watching like a Saturday Night Live sketch.
Oh.
And I was like, what is it? And you like had the best sense of humor. So anytime you lost your shit over something, it's like, oh, you know, it's bound to be good.
Yeah. No. I'm a pretty easy target, easy crowd. Wait, Leisha, wait, remember there was a time when I first joined the show and we were in my rental car. I don't remember what we were laughing at, but like we were driving down the street and we started laughing so hard. Like we had to kind of pull over. Do you remember that? And like it was, we went on such a laughing fit. I had no idea what it was about. But like I had to, like we were stopping traffic. Like it's so dangerous because we were laughing so hard.
No, I can't. No, there was no one that made me laugh like you. Like no one.
Ever.
Oh my God.
Ever.
It's over nothing. That's what's crazy. It's over
nothing. No, Rose, you have this great ability. And where you pick up on little idiosyncrasies in people or in circumstances that everyone else is thinking, but no one has the balls to say out loud. And when you acknowledge it, that starts the chain effect of like 3 hours of laughter.
Yeah. Yeah. No, I know what you mean. Oh my God. I miss that. Like,
I do too.
Like, do you guys have that? Like,
well, no, Kate and I do.
You have it together, Alicia, personally, but like,
Alicia and I do.
Yeah.
Well, Alicia and I do when we work together.
Yeah.
You know, we pick up on the same stuff and, but like, we don't have the room to lose our shit.
Yeah. Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
So it's like, all right, keep it together. Like, keep it cool. Just like, you know.
Yeah.
Hold it in. Eye roll it if you have to. And then like, move on.
Yeah. No, I know what you mean. I know what you mean. You kind of,
you know,
you kind of yearn for it sometimes, like, especially mm-hmm. with like new jobs. Like I feel like I try to source out. I'm like, who's going to make me laugh? Who's funny? Like,
who's going to be your pal?
Yeah. Like, who's going to be my laugh buddy? Like, even if you don't
want to have a good time at work.
Yeah, I know.
But sometimes it's not even like it. Sometimes I learned it's not always the other actors on the show. Sometimes it's like your makeup artist, your hair, your costume. It's like the people you're working intimately with every day behind the scenes. And that's your safety net.
Yeah, I agree for sure.
Like on Ray, I became super close with my makeup artist on Ray.
Yeah.
And you know, we were freaking frack. And now she's our amazing makeup artist on the show.
Oh,
and,
did you bring her on?
Yeah, yeah. Yeah.
Oh, that's awesome.
She's amazing.
And she's the best. But like sometimes those are like the connections you make and not the co-stars.
Yeah, gotta find. Yeah, no, I totally agree.
Right? Should we take a break, Leash?
Should we take one more question?
Leash, you look a little distracted. You okay?
Because my banjo's trying to go out. All right, let me let her out.
Oh, okay.
Go. All right, let's take a quick. Oh, you say it.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
This episode is brought to you by Shopify. Whether you're selling a little or a lot, Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. From the launch your online shop stage, all the way to the we just hit a million orders stage. No matter what stage you're in, Shopify's there to help you grow. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/special offer, all lowercase. That's shopify.com/special.
We're going to take one more question.
Hey, Pants. Thank you for having Rose on the pod. For both Leisha and Rose, I was wondering what song or album would describe Alice and Tasha's relationship. Thanks a lot.
Rose, how do we answer that?
Oh, my gosh. I'm so... You would be better at that than I would.
Yeah. Ebony and Ivory.
Oh, my God.
I don't know. What would... I feel like you, Tasha, was really romantic.
Was she?
I think so.
Huh.
Remember, like, you'd lift me when you kissed me. You'd, like, lift me up and then.
Yeah.
Oh, you had the officer sort of and the gentleman moment, didn't you?
Yes.
That was cute.
Yeah, you were romantic. So what would be your romantic song for me?
With the bun.
Oh, God. Oh, my God.
Hot cross buns. Is that our song?
Buns. Wait, that's a kid song, or is that?
Yeah.
Okay. Oh my gosh. Oh my gosh. I don't like. I'm so bad with music and.
No, you're not. You always have good taste.
No, you're
in music.
Not.
What are you talking about?
No, but since I've become a mom, like I don't listen to music anymore.
Like, you mean you're not going out? You're not going out dancing and grabbing onto poles at 4 a.m.
No, seriously. And now when I'm in the car, like I listen to NPR radio and stuff like that. Like,
listen, I hear you. I only listen to podcasts. I don't even put on Spotify. Like, I get it.
Oh, like, so, okay. A song. See, that's like, I would love to like send you a text to announce it next week or something. Cause I need to think on that one. And I am going to send you that.
Okay.
Yeah.
We can tell everyone next week.
Yeah.
Make it good.
No, I'm going to think about it. Cause that's
okay. We promise, Rose promises she'll give you that answer.
Yeah.
What about you, Leisha? Do you have a song?
I just did too.
What were they?
Ebony and Ivory.
That's it?
Hot cross buns.
Hot cross buns.
Kate, how many more do you want me to pull out of my ass?
I don't know.
What's it? Do we have?
Okay. Do we have another question?
Yeah. Is there another question, Katrina?
Hey, Kate, Leisha, and Rose. This is Brooke Irwin from Sacramento, and I'm pursuing acting myself right now. So I know how much work goes into prepping your own character with subtext and character thoughts that may not necessarily even be written in the script. And was wondering what the process of bringing Tasha to life was like for you personally. Kate and Leisha, also feel free to answer, because I would love to hear the same for Shane and Olive. Thank you so much, and I'm sending tons of love and health and well wishes to you guys. Thank you.
I love our callers. It's so fun.
I know, they're adorable.
Okay, so how did I mean, I don't know. Anytime I see like a new character, I immediately either identify or I'm like, I'll do it anyway. Or I'm like, nah, fuck that. I'm not doing that. But mm-hmm. Yeah, but with Tasha, like I immediately saw so many like deep similarities, not like obvious similarities, but just like the core of that person, like as far as values and, you know, and just, I don't know, like I feel like Tasha was very, very, very shy. And I actually am, believe it or not, like very shy. And there's just, stop laughing, Kate. I really am. I swear.
You are shy. Actually,
I see your shy side.
You are shy. I remember first meeting you. You're a cat. You're a cat. You got it. The cat's got to warm up.
Yeah. So it's just like, either I gravitate toward a character or it's a lot harder. But with Tasha, even though I do think we're inherently different in a lot of ways, we're also very similar. And I just felt like, even to this day, it was one of the easiest characters that I've ever like had the honor of portraying, really.
Why do you say it was the easiest?
It's really easy for me. Like I'm always, it's a challenge for me to be outward, and it's very easy for me to be reserved and shy and introverted. That's very easy for everyone. Like I feel
that's your happy place.
If an introvert, like that's what comes easy. It's like, it's hard to like open yourself up. And I feel like Tasha had so many secrets and inner battles, and she didn't like to feel the need to share a lot of what's going on inside. And that's just an easy place to really stay.
Right. And you would get, I remember like your character would get upset like every time Alice would try to bring that out in you.
Yeah. Yeah.
Like we had a lot of arguments, didn't we?
Yeah, we did. Because the exact opposite. Oh, Alice was the exact opposite.
Yeah.
And it's like, respect the boundaries, girl. You know?
Mm-hmm. What's a boundary?
Yeah, no, just like respect that, like, I'm not as open and, you know, out as proud as you are. You know, like, I hold a lot to the chest. And, you know, and I felt like Alice was always trying to, like, rip all of that out of me.
She was.
But Tasha, yeah. And Tasha wasn't ready. Tasha was cool, being very private, very serious.
Also, even if you don't have a lot of words, dialogue to say, that can all be portrayed without language.
Yeah. Yeah.
And it's like, and making it your own, right? Like I don't know about you, but when I, like nothing is worse than when you get sides or a script or like anything to, like you have to perform, audition or working wise, and the writer loves to put in the emotion. Like then Tasha breaks down in tears. Tasha's angry. I have a habit now where I get my marker and I X all that out. Cause it's like, I don't know what that's going to evoke. And maybe it'll evoke something different. And that's the human spirit.
Yeah.
Everything's different.
Yeah.
You know, you could say it happy, but you could actually be miserable inside. So don't project what you think this is going to be.
Yeah. Yeah. I agree.
Can I tell you that if I was given less dialogue, that's what would make something hard for me. Like I need to be, I'm like the opposite. I need the lines to have it come to life for me. Like I had to just brood or be quiet or I don't know, introverted, I feel like, I don't know if I could do it that well.
Rose, you and I enjoy brooding.
Yeah. Oh my God, that's a comfort zone. Like,
yeah,
just like,
I agree. I'm with you.
I'm so opposite. That's funny.
Yes, be yourself.
Like, and what you say, the more dialogue, like me as an actor, still to this day, if I look at a page, even if it's an audition, and I just see chunks of dialogue, I'm like, fuck that. I'm not going into that. Like, immediately, I don't care how good the part is. I'm like, fuck that. Seriously.
It doesn't feel authentic.
Like, yeah, no, like it's too much. But you say that you're good with that. Do you have photographic memory, or do you just really like a lot of dialogue? Like, you're good with
I don't know what it is. I just like, I think that the actual act of speaking is what makes the character come alive to me, or at least with Alice.
And feel
I think the opposite.
Not
because
speaking.
I feel like she's like, she speaks what she's thinking. So it's like, to me, it makes sense. Like, she
says
everything
out loud. Because you don't have a filter. Because Alice doesn't have
right.
a filter.
Yeah, so yeah, I can't imagine being quiet. It wouldn't make sense to me.
Oh my
That's
God.
Weird. I think, Rose, like, weren't you going to say that the act of not speaking says volumes?
Yes.
I'm on your page. I agree with you. That's where I connect as well. For sure.
Definitely. Definitely. Mm-hmm.
You would have been a good Shane, Rose.
Oh,
should we have been a good
Shane?
Should we have killed it as Shane?
Oh my God.
Killed it.
Oh my God.
So killed it.
There could only be killed
beyond.
It. Yeah.
No.
Oh my gosh. Wow.
Is there another question?
Right, should we take one more?
Hey, Kate and Leisha. This is Ashton. I just wanted to say that I love your podcast. I've been a longtime fan of the L Word, and I love the new generation. My wife and I watch it, and we were literally just talking last week about how it upsets me that Tasha just kind of disappeared from the L Word at the end, and I wondered where she went and what happened with her and Alice's relationship. And I think it's so cool that you guys have Rose on. You can talk to her. And I agree with what everyone's saying on Instagram right now. I miss that laugh. Anyway, thanks for all that you do. Bye.
Here's the thing. One thing that happened that no one saw when that spinoff that didn't get picked up and the character went to jail,
God.
I called Tasha. You were going to be in the spinoff.
Oh, was I?
You knew that. Didn't you know that?
No, I feel like I might have forgotten.
Well, they had Alice make a phone call from prison.
Oh, yeah. And it was.
Yeah, because you had to do, didn't you have to do the other side of the phone call?
No.
Wasn't that your idea for the reboot? If Tasha came back, she's, you know, at this point, like, she's gone up and now she's a detective.
Yes.
Yeah, I feel like that. I remember that part. Because
weren't you in the police academy or training for it?
Yeah, I started training in the police academy toward the end.
Right.
Okay. I'm not going to give up what I want, how I would want Tasha to come back, because I think I have a really good idea, but it's.
Oh, you don't want to give it away.
I can't give it away, but it has something to do with the career choice you made at the end.
Ah, yeah. Huh. I feel like it has to happen in some capacity.
It has to happen.
Yeah, it has to happen.
It has to.
Are Bette and Tina full on back together, or
Rose, your questions kill me?
Okay, Katrina. Did you hear that one? Sorry, Katrina.
It's like you just totally forget it's all public.
I know. I'm bad at this. That's it. Don't ever invite me on your podcast again. I mean, fuck. Sorry. Oh my God.
Oh shit.
Oh,
well, Rose,
oh shit.
No.
We've wasted enough of your time.
You're like, get her off of my podcast. Before everyone's inspired by our stupid questions. Oh my God. Okay.
Go enjoy the rest of your day off, because you're going to probably be working at Monday at like 5 a.m., right? Is that your call time?
No, we're doing later night. So we come in midday and then work late, which I don't mind, actually. I like having a little bit of a morning to myself. Like,
Yeah. Don't you get tired around like 11 p.m.?
Yeah, but I mean, when you go in so early and then you end up getting off at like 8:30 p.m. anyway, and then you get home at 9.
True.
The whole day's gone anyway. So I kind of like waking up and then not having to go in till noon and then working till midnight.
I like that. Right. I would dig that schedule.
Yeah. I hear you.
Meanwhile, we're like 4:45 a.m.
4:45 a.m. And what time do you get off? Like
6 or something, 7.
Yeah. And then you're home by like 7:30 and then,
Mm-hmm. Well, actually not this week. This week it's going to be pretty late. So I'm going to be on that kind of schedule this week, coming week.
Pretty good.
Where it's, actually you're right. Having a nice morning is pleasant. You feel
having
civilized.
A nice morning and then going in, I'm not minding it. Yeah.
Right. Okay. Rose, I still want to have a chat with you off Zoom, off air. I'm calling you.
Yeah,
can
let's
call
catch
you
up.
In like an
you
hour?
Can ask us all those questions.
Yes.
That we can't answer publicly.
Yes. Yes.
Sorry. Alicia, we love you so much. Thanks for doing this.
Yes.
Well, that was another amazing episode of Pants.
All right, guys. We'll see you next week.
See you next week.
Thank you for listening to Pants, a podcast brought to you by myself, Kate Menig, and Leisha Haley. Produced by Melissa D. Montz. Please listen and subscribe on Apple Podcasts or wherever you listen to podcasts. And you can follow Pants on Instagram at The Pants Pod. Theme song by Carolina Para of the band CSS, and graphics are by Love Fox.
Thanks to State Farm for supporting this show and helping our listeners protect their businesses and lives. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there. Talk to your local agent today.